are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny. In the last hour, I talked about some of the treachery of the NRA. Mentioned some of the key news we're going to be getting to. How it's big news in Germany that the military-industrial complex carried out September 11th. They can't hide the truth forever in this country as well. We had Captain Joyce Riley and Linda Kennedy on to talk about the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. Within 15 hours, there'll be irreparable damage. They pulled her feeding tube 2 days ago at noon on Wednesday. It is now Friday. And there's a new video out that the judge, they're saying, has blocked. Of when they told her, we're going to pull your feeding tube, she tried to physically get out of the wheelchair, struggling, very upset, and she's in tortured pain right now. This is just heart-rending. I've heard some people say, don't focus on this too much. We know this stuff's going on. Yeah, you can't just become acclimated to it just because it's going on in every county and every city, and this woman just so happens to have a family that's fighting for her. You know, we've got to speak out. We've got to talk about this and abortion and the rest of it. We cannot become conditioned that all this is okay. And then it just becomes normalized. Coming up, Syrian alert in case of Israeli attack. And more microbiologists dying. More information on Dr. David Kelly and his obvious murder over in England. It's all coming up. Don in Missouri, I'll let you finish up. And we'll go to Dan in Rhode Island and Harold, Wisconsin, Ray, Colorado, HW, Colorado, and others. Don, you wanted to talk about the culture war. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking about it as it relates to church people especially, that the church is, you know, often fight a cultural war, but it's on a lower level. And what they don't understand is that it's actually a fight against tyranny, but these people have so much money and a tremendous skill at deception. And so even though we have a lot of sympathy in the larger society for a lot of the cultural issues, we never get anywhere because they just use that money and that deception to keep on shoving it down our throats.
Well, and because our leaders, like Pat Robertson and the NRA and others, are there to just pacify us.
And then they won't go where you go. You go to the juggler, to the heart of the matter. And until the church is willing to do that, they're never going to really... We're going to end up like the church in the 1930s in Germany that was hated by the people for backing Hitler.
Well, the church is going in the opposite direction of what they did in 1776...
Right.
With the faith-based initiative, and that money's already flowing, by the way.
Right.
They're federalizing the churches. I mean, suddenly now Baptist churches in Austin have UN Day, October 24th. They have anti-gun buyback deals. I mean, even bedrock conservative groups now are just totally dropping the ball because I have friends go to big Baptist churches. They've given me letters from the preacher. Don't discuss politics anywhere in the church.
Yeah.
Don't talk to your friends at lunch after church. Well, that's not what the First Amendment says. The government's not supposed to be involved in what the churches are doing, period.
Exactly.
Not the government tells the churches what to do. Now they're telling the parishioners, the members, the sheep, what
right.
to do, what
right.
to say. I mean, it's sick.
Well, it's that whole idolatry of Romans 13. And Paul was being very cagey back in those days. They were a small group. He didn't want to politicize them. And
well, no, what he said, look, that's all taken out of context. Okay. And the whole Bible, what did Christ do to the money changers? The whole Bible is prophets
right.
and people standing up. I mean, why did almost all the disciples were killed, crucified, boiled, had their heads cut off? Was that because they were saying worship Rome?
Right.
Go along? No, they were out speaking out against it, and that's
exactly.
what the Bible says, not what these New World Order whores lie
exactly.
and tell the people. They are
exactly.
servants of the devil.
Exactly. Until the church that gets over that, they're never going to make any headway.
Yeah, these lying neocons saying they're Christian, that the Patriot Act's Christian, and,
exactly.
oh, it's a war against the Muslims, the evil Muslims. That's a bunch of garbage. The New World Order controls the radical Muslims.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're going to the heart of the matter, Alex, and you're exactly doing what God wants you to do, and you've inspired me, and I'm moving in this direction, too, and everybody ought to really think in these terms because it's the only way to make anything work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a hunger out there for real churches. We're sick of it. I'm sick of it. We'll be right back with more calls, more news. Please stay with us. Stay the course. InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're already 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour. We're about to go straight back to your calls for all of those out there that are holding. And we've been talking about the case of Terry Schiavo, her real name Schindler. That's her family's name. And she'll be irreparably damaged the next 15 to 20 hours. She's had her water and food taken away now for 2 days. And she's fully conscious, folks. She's not a vegetable. And the video's out of her over the years. There's doctors and medical workers on record that she could have been rehabilitated. But the government and the media and everybody else just loves what they're doing, setting this precedent, having evil right out in the open. Now, she is there in Florida and needs your help. And we've got a caller, and I don't like doing this. Callers calling in who I don't know, saying they have a phone number to something and then giving it out wrong. But we've given out the phone numbers to the sheriff. We've given out the phone numbers to the state attorney. We've given out numbers a few days ago to the governor. We've given out the addresses. But Allison, have you tried the phone number that you have? Allison, you're on the air from California.
Yeah, from California. I called around midnight last night. I found it on the internet. It said it was Suncoast Hospice, but it was in Pinellas. So I called it and I said, is this Woodside Hospice? And they said yes. So if anybody wants to call, I'd like to give out the number. It worked just a few hours ago, earlier this morning. I called up the lady and I said, do you realize, you know, what has happened here? If you participate and cooperate in this evil murder, I said, it's you and me next. I said, do you understand what happened in Nazi Germany, where 6 million people went to their deaths in concentration camps because nobody stood up? And so he thanked me for my thoughts. But
so this is in Pinellas Park, and it is
Woodside Hospice.
Woodside Hospice, and you've tried this phone number.
Yes, I called it twice at midnight, which would have been 3 in the morning, Florida time, just last night.
Okay, what's the phone number?
Area code 727-541-4199.
So that's 727-541-4199, and we've given out a bunch of other numbers that Captain Joyce Riley and Linda Kennedy gave us on air last hour. And some people say, well, they've done this, you know, hundreds of times that we know of. What's the big deal? You know, she's conscious. She's not a vegetable. They're killing her. That's the point. We can't just sit here idly by and let this happen.
We can't do it. Anybody who's in Florida who is in within striking distance, as Joyce said, of that hospice needs to get out there. Terry's own bishop has not been out there. That's another one that we've been calling. We can call from all over the country, even if we can't physically be there. We can call, and we can be with them in prayer.
Well, please be polite when you call, because being mean doesn't help. But let them know that what they're doing is wrong, and you know, try to speak to their conscience, because some people do still have a conscience, though this media, this culture is designed to remove that. Thanks for the call, Allison, and that's important information. Thank you. Yeah, it's just we'll continue to follow it here, and I'll be on the air tomorrow, too, with a Saturday show, and we'll follow it there as well. Let's go ahead now and talk to Dan in Rhode Island. You're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, Dan just hung up. Okay, well, we'll go to who's up next then? Harold in Wisconsin. Harold, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'd like to start out with a quotation, but make sure I can get it in. But we're supposed to live so as not to fear death.
Okay, I don't know what that means. So it's
That's a good quotation. Think about it. But live so as not to fear death, because there's something better beyond here.
So you're saying what's your point?
Well, I just wanted to get that in. It's something for people to think about, because you're talking about people who are fearing death, you know. But if we live the right life, we won't fear death, because we know we're going to, after death, death is our birthday in heaven, hopefully. But otherwise, what I was going to say is that you're right on it. This New World Order is taking over. I've been watching it for 20, 30 years, and it's gradually coming to a head. You got these judges and congressmen, senators, all under control, and this globalism, and there's going to be a one-world government, one-world church, one-world economic system, all these things.
Well, it's already here. They're just now announcing it to us because it's so far along. Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Take care. Ray in Colorado. Ray, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, you there?
Yeah, sure am.
Oh, I got to just say I'm coming from a totally different camp, but everything you say I'm pretty familiar with, too. And I was wondering what your thoughts are on the anarchist movement. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, there's a lot of well-meaning teenagers and college students involved in it, being promoted by the Hollywood groups. You see a lot of it in the malls being sold. It's kind of been co-opted by the establishment. When you go to an anarchist meeting or an anarchist rally, there'll be lots of red flags, red stars, Che Guevara shirts. It's really they're not for no government. They're for the overthrow of the existing system, which the establishment is actually for. They're busy overthrowing our republic. And generally, those running the anarchist movement are CIA officers or handlers or assets controlled by the Central Intelligence Agency. And they really are kind of a neo-communist movement and don't even know it.
Well, the CIA thing I'll agree to. I am an anarchist, but they are trying their best to handle us along with the FBI. I mean, they do that to all sorts of movements.
Well, of course they do, but I mean, let me tell you my experience with the anarchist, okay?
Okay.
I mean, a lot of them are just nice college students who are against corrupt government, okay? But then when you really get around them, well, they actually are for some gun control. They're not against government. They're just against this system. And then I've had other ones walk up at a rally, try to provocateur fights. Then when you tell them back off, the police run over and protect them. Then the anarchist walks over and says, we're going to kill you soon. We work for the feds. So I'm telling you that out in Seattle, they had 50 hired thugs trained by the federal government, housed in a government building, protected by the police, and Delta Force. This is mainstream news. I have newscasts, news articles, police admitting it, amateur video, all in the takeover. That's the first 30 minutes of the two-hour, five-minute film. And they admit they work for the government. They were there to make the peaceful demonstrators look bad. They're agent provocateurs.
You're right. And we've been dealing with those people for the over 100-plus years of our traditions. But the thing about gun control is I'm absolutely for no gun control, none at all. And the thing about the whole communist thing, the left is dead, and the anarchist movement is having this crisis right now where we're trying to digest all these leftists who are coming into the movement. And, I mean, this is a bit as big of an issue to us as it is to you. We have a lot of ideas that overlap with communism. We also have a lot of ideas that overlap with all sorts of other movements, but you can't reduce us all down.
Oh, really? If you're an anarchist? No, really, an anarchist is a big empty brain for any movement to come in and control it, buddy. I mean, you don't have anarchy in groups of bigger than five people. It doesn't exist. What you have is liberty on one end of the spectrum and tyranny on the other end, and a constitutional republic is 90% on the spectrum towards what you would call anarchy. But again, you have a republic, a rule of law, protecting the minority as well as the majority. You restrict the size of government down to its bare minimum, but you've got to have government in a complex society. Anarchy is being funded now just to break down the existing systems to bring in a larger global system.
Well, I don't doubt there's opportunists out there trying to take advantage of every new situation that's created by our movement and by your Patriot movement, but I don't think we should be fighting sideways. I think we should be fighting and concentrating more looking up or looking towards centralization.
All I've seen is a bunch of misguided or government agents, okay? You asked me what I thought of anarchists, I told you, and that's from years of experience.
I know. And I realize we're brother enemies. At least that's how I view it. I mean, we've got our ideas that just are not compatible at all. But
okay, what type of government would you have?
Absolutely none. No rulers.
But see, in a system like that, a thug will get together with 100 guys with machine guns and set up toll roads. You'll have government within 1 week of no government. You understand that? You ever seen the Road Warrior with Mel Gibson? Are you there, Ray? Ray hung up. I wanted to ask Ray. I'm not trying to be mean to you, Ray, and I'm glad you called, and I wish you'd have stayed on. I just get irritated. Okay, I'm an honest guy. I don't put on an act. Have you ever seen the Road Warrior? That's anarchy, buddy. There is no such thing as anarchy. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. A constitutional republic is the most workable system for liberty and freedom, with state governments and local governments highly restricted, an educated population on history and their liberties and freedoms, heavily armed. That is the people ruling their own lives. That's how God wants it to be. It's biblical. So please call back in some other time, because I want to have a further discussion with you. But we'll go to break here, come back and talk to HW and others. If you want to join us on air, taking a lot of calls today, 1-800-259-9231. And if you disagree with me, just try to articulate it, please, because I need to have it articulated to me. 1-800-259-9231. And I just love our websites, prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, as well as jonesreport.com. just a bunch of other news. I'll take some more calls. I'm going to get into some NRA treachery and a bunch of other key news, just what's going on in Germany with the wake-up to 9/11, as well as in Europe and the U.S. It's all coming up, so stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Let's go right back to the calls. Open line Friday here, 1-800-259-9231. HW in Colorado. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Alex. I sure would like to thank you for what I heard in the last 2 years on your programs here on 1060 AM, Johnstown, or Longmont, Colorado, that you have shown just a great respect for life and for the individual, and that's what really all matters, because we all got our own head to carry and our legs to walk. Now, let me explain this with government. If a society becomes an addict, like an oil junkie as a whole, and decides to have wheels on the butt instead of just legs, as we're God-given, the lucky ones that still can walk, and then you do have to have red lights or lights. So that is about the extent of the law we need. You can transfer analogously to.
I think you're talking about what what the anarchist guy was saying.
Yeah,
anarchy might have worked in caveman days. It doesn't work in a society this complex. Government will assert itself, and out of anarchy always comes tyranny. So
right.
We need to get back to a republic that blocks tyranny and anarchy.
That's basically right. But the problem is, in the end, that all of us have become addicts, oil junkies, you might say. Or
we're addicted to the system. We're addicted to the handouts. Almost every business makes money off the government, so a lot of people turn blind eyes to the part of the government they like.
Well, I would call it individualism. That's what I would feature. That word anarchism just has been given a bad connotation. But functionally, we'd have a lot better time if we'd all just walk and bump into each other in the intersection and say hi and discuss the major issues.
Well, I think what you're saying is that this modern system is like a giant beehive, a Luciferian beehive, where we're all compartmentalized. We're told how to think by the television set.
Then
the population goes out and regurgitates those new social mores. And we're a very controlled, shut-in system, and neighbors don't even want to talk to you because
right.
They're so selfish, they think it's a bother.
Now, me having grown up...
And that's the death of culture.
Now, me having grown up behind the Iron Curtain 17 years, I really started listening to these programs like from John Rappaport and David Icke and... then here for RIE.com, now last night I heard Blood, Money, and Power by McClellan. Gives you the story of the Kennedy assassination. You got to get this guy on.
Well, we know what happened with Kennedy. I mean, we do cover that from time to time. It's very important. But, sir, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. All right, I'm going to take more calls when we get back, but I'm going to cover some news first. So if you want to get lined up on air, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I do want to get into Syria on alert in case of Israeli attack. Another top microbiologist dead here in the U.S., LSU West Nile researcher, 46, dies in pickup crash on I-12, and he fell out of the car and drowned in a mud puddle. That's a very classic way. More on Dr. David Kelly came out with little fanfare in the whitewash inquiry. Turns out men in dark uniforms were surrounding him hours before he was found by the police. Also, U.S. combat deaths passed 100 since the end of the so-called war. Smart screen sample IDs, DNA of everybody. I want to get into the Germans waking up to 9/11 in a big way. And also an article that parallels Terry Schiavo Schindler, the sickly child that launched Hitler on a path of killing. Let's do that now. German historians have identified the family whose request to Adolf Hitler that their blind and deformed son be put to sleep was the catalyst for the Nazi euthanasia program. And that actually came out in a film called Architect of Doom. They have all the documents. And in the early 30s, they started killing deformed children, which is what Dr. Peter Singer, the big bioethics guy, calls for here in the U.S. The 5-month-old boy who was given a lethal drug after Hitler sent his own doctor to examine him has been named as Gerhard Kretschmar, the son of a farmhand. The case was to provide the rationale for the secret Nazi decree that led to the mercy killings of almost 300,000 mentally and physically handicapped people. And this all came out of Margaret Sanger in this country, who gave awards to Hitler and got awards from the piece of film.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Do you suffer from arthritis pain, an athletic injury, or chronic inflammation? If you do, you really need to try MSM. Clinical use has demonstrated that MSM, a natural occurring nutritional sulfur, can deliver pain relief and reduction of inflammation without the side effects that are frequently associated with prescription meds. MSM is not like inorganic sulfides, sulfites, or sulfates, to which many people are allergic, but is a naturally occurring organic sulfur. Sulfur's essential functions include maintaining structure of proteins in the body, the formation of keratin, which promotes hair and nail growth. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for the Lignosil brand of MSM, recently certified by the FDA. It's made in America and is the finest MSM available. Call 800-569-4340 for MSM powder, capsules, lotions, and water drops. There's no need to suffer the pain. Call 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit the web at cliffscott.com. I use it every day and it works.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we've got loaded phones, a lot of great folks that want to talk to us, and your calls are coming up after I cover some of this news, and then I need to take calls and get back into some of the extensive research papers that I've read about NRA treachery undermining the Second Amendment. That is coming up. I'm going to spend some time on that. Before we go to John and John and Ruth and John and Joe and John and others that are patiently holding, I want to bring up for the next 4 or 5 minutes Debbie Morrow, who is a lady who you talk to generally when you call New Millennium Concepts. And I'm about taking control of my life. I'm about getting you to take control of your life. And there's a lot of different ways we can do this. I mean, I could do a better job with nutrition. I eat a lot of junk, but I do drink good water. And last night I was at a business meeting in a restaurant, and I just couldn't drink the tap water. It tasted horrible. Now, years ago, I thought it tasted wonderful. I could guzzle the stuff down. Once you've been drinking filtered water out of a real filter, I don't mean some charcoal filter piece of junk that only does a few thousand gallons. I mean, when you've been drinking water out of a real high-quality, state-of-the-art filter, It'll change your life. Stop drinking all these poisons and toxins. There's enough of it in the air, enough of it in the food. Removing the stuff out of your water is a vast majority of the toxins out there. This is so important. I mean, yeah, they kill the bacteria with fluoride and with the chlorine and all the rest of this, but you're still eating all those dead bacteria, basically. So this is a great way to protect you and your family. And if you already got a big Berkey, a Berkey Light, if you need replacement filters, they've got them. If you don't have shower filters, that's where you absorb a lot of stuff in your lungs and your skin. This is a great Christmas gift. If you've already protected yourself and you've done the Berkey challenge, you've gotten a Berkey filter, now you try to drink tap water, you can see the big difference. Give it as a Christmas present, as a birthday present to the grandchildren, to your parents, to your grandmother, to your husband, to your wife. Joining us is Debbie Morrow. Debbie, thanks for coming on this Friday edition.
Hi there, Alex. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Tell folks a little bit about the filters and the different specials we're running right now that are about 20% off what you normally get.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and, first of all, tell them about the October specials. We have the Berkey Light with the light, a solar attachment, KDF shower filter, battery adapter, and two sport bottles, or two potassium iodate, or one of each, which would come to a total of $471. And we have it on special for $383, which is an $88 savings. We also have, for the people who have either the older systems that have different filters or have some of our competitors with different filters, we have the black purification elements available for $192, and they get a free shower filter or a Berkey Sport bottle with that.
Now that's four filters. What I do is I don't drink but a couple gallons of water, the whole family a day. With two black Berkey elements, it's just the flow rate. It doesn't matter. The water is still just as clean. It's just you only get 15 gallons a day instead of 30. So what a lot of people do is they buy the four filters that'll do tens of thousands of gallons, and then if one ever broke or if something ever happened or if you want to put it in another filter, you've got two replacement filters. So the system will take four in there, but it has plugs for it. You can just put two in or even one, and that's a great value. These are very expensive, top-of-the-line systems. They're discounting, and you get a shower filter, folks. It's like a $40-something value for free, so that's another really great deal.
That's true, and if they let me know that they don't have their plugs anymore, if they got their, you know, if they have the stainless steel unit and they haven't got their plugs anymore, I can go ahead and add two plugs in there so that they can, you know, use two filters instead of one. Another thing that I do want to share with you, Alex, is the PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction filters. I have had a lot of people ask me if, you know, it takes out the fluoride. And we do know the black filters do reduce fluoride, but not to a point where we like to, you know, claim that, because we really want to be able to get most of that fluoride out as best as possible.
Yeah, and for folks that don't understand this, I mean, do research on it. I've actually watched specials about it, read about it. Fluoride is so small, I mean, it'll go through rock in water. It goes through everything. It took them years to specifically design a special post filter that finally gets, and we were talking about it with Jim, he's had different studies and tests done, and sometimes it reduces 95%, sometimes 99%. The point is they can't say it gets it all out, it just cuts it down to almost nothing.
That's right, and that's what we want to do, is get that fluoride out. So we do have the PF2 fluoride and arsenic reducing filters available now. They will last up to 1,000 gallons for a set of two of them. So if you did approximately 2.5 chambers a day, that would be 6 gallons a day, then they would last you 6 months. But if you only go through, like my family, we go through about 1.5 to 2 gallons a day, that those filters would last us a full year.
Now, understand, so the black Berkey elements, they last a lot longer. Yeah. They do tens of thousands of gallons. It's the fluoride, folks. It's the perfect toxin, the perfect chemical weapon, and that's what top scientists have said on this show. That's what the big head doctor up in Canada is now saying. It was for fluoridation. They found out they're actually adding toxic waste in with the fluoride, because that's where it's coming from, is the aluminum and the fertilizer plants. So believe me, folks, this is, go to the store, look at filters. They're not cutting out the fluoride. This unit does it. So please give Debbie a call. How much is a set of two of those?
A set of two of those are $49.
Okay.
For shipping.
And that goes on the spigot. After it's a gravity filter, very easy to do, very easy to operate. The water goes through the upper chamber where you can put a gallon of water, gallon plus in. It runs down to the lower chamber, and then that's where the spigot is. This screws onto the spigot, and it goes ahead and takes out the fluoride.
Well, it doesn't really do that, Alex. Not on the spigot. It goes on the nipples of the black filters.
Okay, then I haven't bought anything from you guys in about a year and a half. What is the unit I have that screws onto the spigot?
The thing that you're talking about, the spigot where you screw where the water comes
yes.
out?
Yes.
I have no idea.
All right. I'm a genius, people. But, Debbie, how do folks call you?
They can call me toll free at 1-888-803-4438. And again, it's 1-888-803-4438.
And again, folks, I did research on this. I decided to have a big Berkey 4 years ago. Now I've got three of them. I also have reverse osmosis, but you got to keep those changed out, and that turns into a hassle. Water is very important. I have the shower filters, and they're top of the line, and that screws on to a very simple in between the sprayer, the nozzle head, and the pipe coming out of the wall. And it took me about 2 minutes to do it on each shower, the two showers in my home, and that's a big deal, too. So 888-803-4438. Debbie's going to be right there to take your call right now, 1-888-803-4438. And if you hear this at night, you can call, leave your name and number. She'll call you back tomorrow, 1-888-803-4438. Anything else you'd like to add, Debbie?
Just that we really love supporting your programming, Alex, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks a million for coming on.
Thanks.
You bet. And folks, New Millennium is the sole group responsible for funding our global outreach on the global shortwave. And they do it. And it's a product I believe in. So you're not only getting a great filter protecting yourself, you're also supporting the broadcast. 1-888-803-4438. Okay. Let me get into news now, folks. For the rest of the show and your calls. And I'm looking at this crazy stack of news, trying to figure out how to get through this quickly and get back to all the people that are holding. Wow. Let me just launch straight into it. Syria on alert in case of Israeli attack. Damascus, Reuters. Syria's armed forces chief of staff has told his troops to be alert to repel any possible Israeli aggression after Israel warplane struck a location near Damascus earlier this month. And members of the Israeli Knesset have called for attacking Damascus, blowing it to bits, for attacking Tehran, a massive escalation. And these guys have all been killing each other for thousands of years. It's going to continue. The problem is Israel's got 400 nukes. Iran's got nukes now. That's obvious. North Korea's got nukes. It's just a very dangerous world, and the New World Order is spurring and pushing all this along and controlling the terrorist groups. I'll tell you right now, it isn't Damascus that controls the terrorists, folks, and it isn't Iran that controls the terrorists. Every time we track it back, it's the CIA, MI5, MI6, Saudi Arabia, and they all work for the globalist. In a speech quoted by the state news agency, Tukmani accused Israel of trying to export its domestic crisis by harassing Syria. Well, Bush has said he wants to go into Syria, and Israel's starting that up for him as a political diversion. Now they've started the sanctions and all the rest of it. He also said Syria policy would not be affected by possible U.S. sanctions after U.S. House of Representatives voted for a bill to punish Damascus, mainly for backing anti-Israel militant groups. These pressures have not and will not pay and will not divert Syria away from its policy, which is based on principles. By the way, at the big Muslim conference in Malaysia, Syrian President Assad, the hereditary dictator is what he is, just like Bush, just like Kim Jong-il, in North Korea, it's always a bad sign, folks, when you got, you know, daddy's son running things. Assad died a few years ago. But now he's got a son in there. And so I'm not a fan of any of these groups. I mean, it's all just evil governments. Can't we figure that out, that big government's bad, that bad people always get in, whether they're Arabs or Jews or Germans or British or Chinese? I mean, it's just simple. Government's bad, folks. Big government, not controlled by the people's bad. It always turns bad. They had corrupt governments in Israel in Christ's day. They had corrupt governments in Germany 300 years ago. I mean, this is the way the world works. And somehow we deny that. And it's a huge escalation. Now listen to this. Now there's dozens and dozens of these people dead. Another top microbiologist dead, LSU West Nile researcher, 46, dies in pickup crash on I-12. And I hope I pronounced this right. It's Michael Perich, or Perich, a LSU professor who helped fight the spread of the West Nile virus, died Saturday morning in a one-vehicle car accident. Boy, most of them die this way. He was 46. Walker Police Chief Elton Burns said Sunday that Perich of 522 Riverbend Road, Baton Rouge, crashed his Ford pickup truck at about 4:30 a.m. Saturday while heading west on Interstate 12 in Livingston Parish. Did he fall asleep? I don't know. That can't happen. Perich's truck veered right off the highway at about 3 miles east of Walker, flipped, and landed in rainwater, Burns said. Perich, who was wearing his seatbelt, drowned because the crash is under investigation, Burns said. This is Perich, who worked for the U.S. Army for more than 15 years, joined the LSU facility faculty in August 2001 as an assistant professor of medical entomology. In addition to West Nile, Perich had also studied malaria and several other diseases, said Tim Showalter, head of LSU's entomology department. He was one of our stars, he said. He was well known while he was here. I certainly got to know the depth and breadth of his character and talent. He certainly, and it goes on to talk about how he impressed him with his desire to do research, teach students, and provide answers for the community. And he'd been at the head of investigating different diseases. It says he said he had been robbed at gunpoint, shot down while flying over Africa, ridden through the jungles of countless countries, and suffered through malaria and Danang fever. Yeah, collecting what for the army? He probably does more field work than any entomologist based in the United States that I know of. Robert A. Wirtz, chief entomology at the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, he said of Perich. I mean, this guy, folks, again, they're all top, absolute tops of their fields in based in weaponized zoological diseases from animals, based in weaponized smallpox, anthrax, Ebola. They've almost all been to Africa, or they head up bioweapons systems like Dr. David Kelly, head of Borden Down, which released foot and mouth, by the way, that's admitted. And they're all turning up dead. And, I mean, every week now there's another one. So here's another one. I got to remember to file that one. It's unbelievable. And maybe it's an accident, but, boy, this is very dangerous now. Now, here's another one. Dark actors at the scene of Dr. David Kelly's death. I think this should be up on prisonplanet.com. And see the previous story by Paul Watson. Kelly murdered, says MI6 agent. We have a link to that. Entering the witness box at the Hutton Inquiry on 16th September 2003, one key figure stands out in the events surrounding Dr. David Kelly's death, the fact that his testimony contradicts that of the five previous witnesses, he had received no attention in the mainstream press and has failed to be brought out in the inquiry itself. Moreover, the position of Dr. David Kelly's body prior to his arrival is different from his position when he leaves. The man is a British policeman, his name Detective Constable Coe. In his testimony before Lord Hutton, D.C. Coe, the third witness to Kelly's dead body, relates how he is called at 6 a.m. on the 18th of July to Abingdon Police Station. Here he is instructed, we are not told by who, to make house-to-house inquiries to the village of Longsworth, about a mile from Kelly's house. He does not follow these instructions. He heads instead to Southmore, Kelly's home village. Here he visits Ruth Absom, one of Kelly's neighbors, who was the last person to speak to the scientist the previous afternoon. From there, rather than make house-to-house inquiries, Coe sets out to the area where Ruth Absom last sees Kelly to make what he describes to the inquiry as a sort of search towards the river. And it goes on to say that Dr. Coe's testimony contains one of the most blatant discrepancies in the whole of the Hutton inquiry. While it is clear from his own and other testimonies that he is not alone with the region of Hardown Hill, a serious question mark hangs over the number of people who are with him. And it goes on to talk about how he sees several, three or more men in black regalia, black outfits in the early morning standing around Kelly. I'm going to try to read this when we get back. It continues. And there's actually several of these articles. Co at the death scene. D.C. Co goes to describe how on their way to the river, he and D.C. Scheidels encounter Louise Holmes and Paul Chapman, the other volunteer searcher. Louise and Paul explain how they have already found the body, and Paul Chapman leads the three, note, the three, according to Chapman's testimony, officers to it, according to the testimony of the other witnesses. We are given to understand that Co's two, note two, companions wait and guard the scene from the path while D.C. Co visits the body alone. When asked about Kelly's body position, Co twice states that it is laying on his back. There's a lot of this info. I'm going to find the parts I read last night about the men's when they first walk up, other people standing around it. In fact, I just found that part. We'll read that when we get back, and then I'll try to take some calls, and we'll get into the NRA news. And just there's so much here. I could spend an hour on each one of these articles trying to detail it, trying to go over it. But we'll come back and go to all these great callers that are holding and try to shift gears in the third hour to the NRA news. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. And most of the news we're covering here can always be seen at the websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread the word about those. We'll be right back.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The article I've been reading over would be 4 or 5 newspaper pages, so I'm just going to put it in a synopsis for you. They've had the inquiry into Dr. David Kelly, the Hutton inquiry as it's called, And they've interviewed all these different police who were there, and they've contradicted themselves. They say that there were three guys there at first when the body was found, who later left in black shirts, black pants, black combat boots, military types around the body. Then they're basically told to shut up about that. And this has come out in the inquiry, folks, and then now some of the police are changing their stories, which is perjury. So that's what's going on there. Very, very interesting. I want to get into the sickly child that launched Hitler on a path of killing. I read a little bit of this earlier. Also, Al-Qaeda pursuing a dirty bomb. Mr. Bill Gertz, who will attack the Democrats when they're corrupt, which he should, but defend Bush and put out little propaganda pieces. I'm going to go over that. FBI raids three city agencies, street fundraisers office in Philadelphia, and that's all because they voted against the Patriot Act, basically. I'm sure they're a bunch of Democrats. They're probably corrupt. I don't doubt it, but a lot of skeletons in these closets. We'll go over that. And the NRA expose I said I'd do. I got a bunch of articles showing their treachery against the Second Amendment. Well, that's all coming up, too, in the third hour. But first, I want to go to all these callers that have been patiently holding. We'll get to you. But I cannot let an hour pass without reminding you that if you really want to wake people up, you want a tool that'll wake your neighbors, your friends, your family, your police chief, your sheriff, your local talk show host up. I found no better tool than my videos. I mean, Cynthia McKinney ran to me and hugged me at an award ceremony and said, I woke up about 9/11 because of your video. I mean, again, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm showing the effect of you getting the videos, making copies, giving them to people. She said somebody gave her the DVD. Why not get the videos, and why not support this broadcast? Because we do need your support. I've made 9 films. I covered some other videos with other authors. I've written a book. I published another book. I carry some other great books like Bloodlines, Illuminati, Circle of Intrigue. Order Out of Chaos is the best book we've got, frankly, by Paul Watson. You need to have these materials. Big discounts when you get multiple books. Big discounts when you get 3 or more of the videos. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Order the videos. Order the books. Great Christmas gifts. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait, folks. It's so important, and these films are really having an effect. So get them. Put them on Access Television. Make copies. Show them to your VFW hall. Show them to your college class. Whatever. I want to commend those that have taken action, by the way. Keep it up. John in Indiana, then John, Tennessee, and Ruth and John and Joe and others. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. I called Sheriff Rice, and the other woman who picked up the phone told me that it wasn't the sheriff's jurisdiction. So they passed
the buck. His own county with the Terry Schiavo Schindler case.
Yes, and then I called the police there in Pinellas, and they said that it's in the courts, so they passed the buck, too, so I didn't get too far there. I just told them that, you know, the country's watching, and I told them where I was from, where I was listening, and how I heard about it, and that I hope they do the right thing. The other question I had real quick, Alex, you know, you got a lot of callers. Last Saturday, or you on talk radio, we were talking about Ann Tatlock, and I was in a company truck here, and I was trying to grab paper. How can I get that information that last hour that you and John were reading from with the whole thing with the World Trade Tower? Is it the Web Ferry?
Yes.
Okay, because
I don't have the address in front of me.
Oh, okay.
But if you type it in a search engine, it should pop up for you. And you're talking about Warren Buffett meeting with the top CEOs in Bush at a secret meeting hours after the attack. Very interesting. Thanks for the call. Third hour straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. All would